The Magic Apple, Part 2. Tom felt sorry.
I will take you home, he said.
Will you do that? Thank you, thank you, thank you,
the apple said.
So, Tom took a bag and some water, put the big bright red apple in the bag and said, Show me the way.
After a 2-hour walk, they were in front of the big garden door. It was open, and the apple's father was standing there.
Oh, I've been so worried about you. Where have you been? He said.
The big bright red apple told the father the story, and the apple's father said,
Thank you so much, Tom. I think you deserve a reward for helping my apple daughter.
Make a wish, and I will make it come true. I am magic, too.
Tom wanted to get to know other places, other people, and loved to fly. But he could not fly before because his parents didn't have the money to buy a plane ticket.
I would love to fly for a few hours, he said.
The apple's father brought a big leaf from the apple tree and said,
It's all set. Sit on the leaf and it will take you wherever you want, but it can fly only for 5 hours. Don't forget to calculate your time so you can get back home. Good luck.
Tom sat on the leaf and waved goodbye to the apples. He flew over lakes, over rivers, and over a city. He even flew over the ocean because his country wasn't so big and it was possible to get to the sea in 2 hours.
What an adventure, he thought.
But suddenly he remembered that his time was about to finish.
Let's go home,
he shouted, and the flying leaf turned around, passed the lakes, the rivers, and the big city, and hit land near Tom's town just in time. It almost crashed because of the rush.
Whew! Saved by the bell, he said. It's been the most fascinating day of my life.
And he smiled happily.